In regional championship action, the Griswold Tigers couldn't add any runs on the scoreboard as Martinsdale St. Mary's ended up as the Class 1A Region 4 champions with an 8-0 victory. The top of the first inning was a short one for Griswold as Marissa Askin struck out swinging to bring up Abby Gollinghorst. Gollinghorst would unfortunately get hit in the wrist and put her out of the ball game, but put a runner on first. Unfortunately for the Tigers, they would get into a flyout and strike out to retire the side. Martinsdale St. Mary's would start things off with a single by Brinley German as she would go on to steal second to put a runner at second with one out. Campbell German would earn a walk and Abby Hughes would go on to strike out to put two outs on the board. Sydney Bears would hit a grounder to short that would result in a throwing error that would go on to score two runs and leave a runner on second. Shelby Woods would then hit a single to score Bears from second that would push the lead to 3-0. After Griswold couldn't score in the second, it was up to the Martinsdale St. Mary's offense once again. Marion Hart would cap off the inning with a single that Mac German fouled, while Ellie Baker would hit another single that would eventually allow Hart to score and put the Blue Devils at a 4-0 lead to head into the third inning. Both teams would go scoreless in the fourth and fifth innings to go to the top of the sixth, where the Tigers would feature a 3-on-3-down inning to go into the bottom of the sixth. Sydney Bears would start off the inning with a single to lead to Shelby Woods, where the freshman launched a 2-run homer over the left field wall to go up 6-0. Mac German would hit a single that would roll past Addison Adams in center field, and she would advance to third base with just two outs on the board. Ellie Baker would follow up that hit with one of her own and score German to go up 7-0. Brindley German would knock another single and score Baker to eventually earn the 8-0 victory. When it comes down to it, Griswold fell to a team that had no errors in the entirety of the ballgame. Blue Devil pitcher Campbell German earned 14 strikeouts and only walked 3 while allowing no hits on one of the top hitting teams in Southwest Iowa. Griswold fell to a team that has a chance to take the state title in Fort Dodge.
Just that, you know, we just lost to a really good team, you know, and Martinsdale, tip our hats to them. Like, they played a really great game tonight. They played clean defense. They put the ball in play. And that sometimes happens, you know, but that didn't take away from our season. Like, we have so much to be proud of. The girls have worked hard, that we have a lot of great memories and a lot of takeaways from the season, and this would have just been the cherry on top, but it doesn't take away from the fact that we had a really great, successful season.
While this game didn't go in Griswold's favor, the Tigers featured another successful season with a 26-5 record, which marks the fourth straight year that the Tigers have 20-plus wins. This season went down in the books as another top season for Tigers softball, and was one for the girls to only learn from moving forward.
Oh, they just have a lot to be proud of, and I'm really proud of them. They've worked hard day in, day out, just stayed really focused. I couldn't say more positive things about them. I'm just so proud of them, and that will take them far in life, you know, and way beyond the softball field. And so that's in the end, that's a win.
Griswold's three seniors, Dakota Reynolds, Whitney Pennock, and Carly Milliken, all finish off their high school careers in Monday night's regional game. These three not only had a lasting impact on the Griswold softball program, but a lasting impact on head coach Jody Rozelle.
Now, it's always hard. It is always hard anytime you have saying goodbye to seniors, but I can't say enough good about those girls. They are so selfless. They've been really selfless leaders for us this season. All three of those girls have been team first, really, from day one in the program. Dakota has played a different position defensively every year she's played in the program. She went from DP to right field to third base to first base, all while pitching that whole time and always doing all the out-of-season work on pitching all throughout. First base is a really tough position to come in without ever having played it before this season. And she never batted an eye. I'm just like, yep, sure, coach, I'll do that. Whitney, again, has been playing center field and doing a great job there. Was, you know, all-conference elite there at center field last year. And I never even had to ask her to catch this year. When it came down to pitcher-catcher workouts this winter, I just said something about, I wondered if she was going to come, and she said, yeah, I bought new catcher workout, or bought new catcher gear. I'm ready to go, coach. That's just that kind of thing. And Carly always just played first base, third base,
and pitcher and just being willing to be wherever we needed her. And I'm just so proud of all three of them.
Congratulations to the Griswold seniors on all their accomplishments, and look forward to seeing what the Tigers do next season. Barnesdale St. Mary's will head to Fort Dodge as they await their opponent due to multiple postponements of regional championship games. I'm Zach Collins reporting.